A winner in the French election. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Polling agencies in France have projected President Emmanuel Macron has beaten opponent Marine Le Pen in today's runoff election.
Macron is reiterating to voters his environmental and climate change agenda. He has also been criticizing Le Pen for saying that she thinks the Muslim headscarf is a uniform imposed by Islamists. She proposed banning them from being worn in French public spaces during Wednesday's debate, leading to some swift criticism.
Le Pen has conceded defeat. Macron is the first French president in 20 years to win a second term. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin would meet with him in Kyiv today, and the main topic being military aid. Ukrainian Parliament member Yehemya Kravchuk says it's important for the U.S. to provide heavy weapons.
Why is it important that the United States give these offensive heavy weapons, artillery, MLRS systems, because it's sort of a green light to other countries in Europe, for example, to give these weapons as well.
Her comments on ABC's This Week. The Biden administration says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling striking down the CDC's mask mandate for public transportation. Dr. Michael Osterholm is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota and spoke about masking on ABC's This Week.
Someone can do a great deal to protect themselves and protect others if they're using an N95 respirator. But this virus is transmitted by what we call aerosols, these very fine particles that float into the air. It's like smoke. It's like perfume. And you have to have a high-quality respiratory protection device to protect yourself.
Some areas still have local public transport mask mandates, including L.A. and New York City. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The final week for oral arguments in this Supreme Court session will see justices hear from both sides on the Trump-era border policy that forces asylum seekers to remain in Mexico.
When President Biden took office, he ended the migrant protection protocols put in place by President Trump, which forced migrants and asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their cases played out. Well, a federal judge sided with Texas and Missouri, which had sued, and the Biden administration appealed while reinstating the program. The Fifth Circuit Court sided again with the states. One justice wrote the government doesn't have unilateral authority to create and eliminate entire components of federal bureaucracy that impact people, tax dollars, and sovereign states. An attorney for the Biden administration argued these rulings are an intrusion on the executive branch's constitutional authority to manage the border and conduct foreign policy. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and top Republican challenger David Perdue will debate in Atlanta tonight, the first of three scheduled over the next 8 days. The debates come as time grows short to persuade the many Georgia voters who will cast ballots ahead of primary election day on May 24th. Counties can begin mailing absentee ballots Monday, and early in-person voting begins May 2nd. National Crime Victims' Rights Week begins today. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Each year, law enforcement and victims advocates mark National Crime Victims Week. It starts today. This week has been marked since 1981. Each year, advocates try to bring awareness to the needs and rights of crime victims and highlight when they're not being attended. The Department of Justice has an official Office of Victims of Crime, and their goal for this year's Crimes Victims Week is to ensure victims' rights and their access to services to assist them recover not just from crimes, but from their participation in prosecutions of their victimizers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.